This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment, one poem, center stage. Before today's poem, a quick note. Write after submissions are now open a little longer, through May 15th. If you've been meaning to write, there's still time. You can now submit through a form that I've linked in the show notes. Selected poems will be featured in June as part of a new series, One Poem After. Now, today's poem. Today I'm reading a poem by Yane Daud. Operating instructions for the day after your best friend tells you he supports genocide. Upon waking, breathe deep. Savor the shimmer of momentary freedom. Lack of memory and regret. Surround yourself with three dogs. Sentinels. Triumvirate. Check the curtain crack for signs of dawn. When the child stirs, relish her aliveness. As the small ghosts arise in protest, cup their faces in your bloody hands. Whisper the useless lament. I am sorry. And again, I am sorrow. When the cat crawls under your crooked claw, picture the desert landscape devoid of trees, of innocence, of hope, of caress. As you pour the milk, squeeze the honey. Hold your heart on an open palm. Leave it be. Watch how it stutters, shivers, and stalls. Look at its redness, which is simple, fragile human, the same. Fill it with your grit. Ask that sinewy engine to oyster, to pearl, to return to the cave of your chest. Alive, yes, but beating differently, more soundly, and more true. By Yane Daud. You can find her at Yane Daud 8.0. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow.